This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation announced the findings of an internal affairs investigation into a former CBI DNA scientist accused of data manipulation of DNA test results. The CBI says that a thorough internal investigation initiated in September has revealed that Yvonne Missy Woods manipulated data in the DNA testing process, posting incomplete test results in some cases. The investigation determined that Woods omitted material facts in official criminal justice records, tampered with DNA testing results by omitting some of those results, violated CBI's code of conduct and CBI laboratory policies ranging from data retention to quality control measures. Based on the results of the investigation, CBI is evaluating and implementing process and procedural changes that will enhance the integrity of its testing processes and their results. A separate criminal investigation initiated late in 2023 in the Woods matter is still underway. The CBI continues to cooperate with law enforcement partners from across the state. The Colorado Springs Fire Department responded to a structure fire at 1126 Norwood Avenue. This is in the Stratton Meadows area on the south side of the city. CSFD says that crews on the scene were reporting smoke and fire when they showed up. The fire was quickly knocked down by crews, but CSFD says that one person was found deceased by fire crews when they arrived. They have requested assistance from the Colorado Springs Police Department. Fighting crime in Colorado Springs. That was the focus of last night's town hall. Mayor Yemi Mobolati and other leaders took questions and talked about ways to make the community safer.
Public safety is number one.
Police Chief Adrian Vasquez says overall crime is down in the city, but car thefts are soaring with nearly 4,400 reported in 2023. The department also dealt with 400 child suspects every month. DeAndre Smith with Men of Influence, a violence prevention group, points to a lack of prevention and resources as the root problem, saying parents need to talk to their kids and teach them accountability. He also thinks more after-school programs and teen clubs will make a difference. Leaders also want to continue improving safety at the Citadel Mall, where the town hall took place. Principal George Smith of Mitchell High School in D11 says he grew up coming to the Citadel Mall and wants people to know the positives the place still provides to the community.
I would hope that as a community, gatherings like this will bring about more conversation so that we can enjoy the mall as I remember it as a young person.
Officials with El Paso County's D49 are discussing policies which would prohibit students from having cell phones in the classroom. During a meeting last night, a potential collaborative policy which would be implemented across the district was discussed. Some said that cell phones are a distraction for learning, while others say taking phones away from students would limit students from being able to interact socially with one another. No decisions were made official during the meeting, as the district says it is continuing to gather feedback from students, staff, parents, and community members. I guess kids, they don't talk to each other face-to-face anymore.
A few lingering flurries west of I-25 early this evening. Otherwise, most locations are drying out. Temperatures down to the 20s overnight tonight. Clear skies as we move through early Saturday morning. Sunny through the afternoon on Saturday, highs in the 40s and 50s. Warmer Sunday, 50s and 60s in the forecast under mostly sunny skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.